Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Katie. Some mixed feelings about an upcoming trip that is right ahead of you.
Well, pass now.
Yeah. Pass now. Yes.
We're getting updated on how the trip went.
Yes. So I told you all before we left that I was going to take a surprise trip to see my father and my brothers. And I was hesitant about this because my father and I, our relationship's been kind of weird ever since we reconnected when I was in high school. And so it's been hard trying to figure out, am I the one that's responsible for reaching out? Is he the one that's responsible for reaching out? And then after my whole he forgot my birthday thing, there was a weird, you know, it was weird after that because I was like, was I supposed to reach out to him? Like, hey, you forgot my birthday. Mm-hmm.
So we didn't elaborate on the whole birthday thing. So he forgot your birthday. Did he ever apologize for that? Or like, did it like a belated birthday?
He responded back by saying, oh, I also forgot your brother's birthday too.
That'll help.
Points for consistency. Ouch. Dad. At least you're not just crappy to me.
That would make me feel awesome. A tiny bit better though.
Kind of, but still, now it's like, okay, now you just don't know any of your kids' birthday.
Yeah. So. Not personal. All right, I'm just trying to get a better picture of this also. So, Pops wasn't around from what age to what age for you?
5 until 13.
Okay.
14.
Those are fairly formative years.
Yeah.
All right, and then after that, he comes back in intermittently, like from time to time, it's like, hey, and then goes away for years.
Well, months at a time. So he came back and it was like, all right, cool. We're going to try to build this relationship because we lost out on a lot of time. And so
That's good that the timing was right for him now.
Well,
I'm sorry.
It wasn't.
About these things,
but to be fair, Katie has established before her mom had a little something to do with that as well.
Okay. So it wasn't all on him for the reason why he wasn't in my life during that time. But when we reconnected, it was consistent. It was like, okay, I'm here. And then he showed up for my graduation. He showed up for my high school graduation, my college graduation. He actually came out for those type of things. And I actually was able to spend time with him. But then within these last 3 years, the communication has kind of drifted off.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of faded away. And it's hard to build that relationship that I've always wanted. And so up to this point, I was hesitant because I wanted to surprise him and go see him. But I haven't seen him physically in 2 years and I haven't spoken to him in over a month. So I was worried about how he would receive it if I just surprise your daughter's here.
Right.
What's up? So my brother knew that I was coming into town. And he was prepared. He was like, all right, cool, sis, this is what we're going to do. You get here one day, and then the next day, we're going to go bowling and tell dad that, hey, your son's want to come bowling with you, make it a little family event, and then that's where I would show up.
Boom, there you go. Okay.
Right? And so I was like, okay, let's test this out. Let's see how it goes. So we show up. We get to the bowling alley early before my dad, and then my brother calls him like, hey, dude, like, where you at? He's like, hey, we're on the way. My brother's like, we? Who's we? My dad's like, oh, my girlfriend and I. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know my dad had a girlfriend. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be really interesting when he walks in.
Lots of surprises all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we're preparing and my dad comes in and I briefly see him out the peripheral, but I'm trying to turn my back to him.
How did you feel when you was waiting for him, though? Like, what was that feeling like?
It was anxious. Like, I was just... because I don't know what his reaction is going to be. So I'm just trying to play it cool. Like, all right, it's just bowling with my brothers and my dad. We're going to be playing it cool.
Are you bracing for the worst, though?
Not fully.
Okay.
Not fully. I wasn't thinking worst case scenario. I was just nervous all around. So when I kind of briefly get spot him, right, and get my eyes on him, I'm like, okay, well, turn around. How to play this cool? Like, he doesn't even know.
What do I do with my hands?
Right. And I'm like, he's all the way at the front counter. Should I just walk over to him, or should he walks over here? Do we hug? Like, all these questions are going through my mind. And so he walks up, And immediately, he's in tears.
Oh.
Wow.
He's just crying. He's like, it's so good to see all your kids here. And he's crying. And I was not expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to cry and the warm embrace that I felt for him, it was great.
That's pretty cool, man.
It was just completely worth it. And like a couple days before that, I had ignored his call because I didn't want to blow the cover. So then on top of that, he's like, I was wondering why you didn't call me back and stuff like that.
Did you say that, hey, I just want to let you know, sometimes I ignore mom's calls too.
I should have, but I didn't. And so then for the rest of the trip, we were able to talk. I was able to share how I was feeling.
Oh, man, that's great.
And he shared how he was feeling. And
I'm so happy for you, Katie.
Every day we spent together for the rest of that trip.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And it was an amazing feeling because it's like, okay, now this is my dad.
So
this
do you feel like it's been redefined now?
Yes, only because everything's been put out on the table now.
Yeah.
So now I feel like there will be a shift and a change in how we move forward.
And I think him seeing the fact that, because we said before, yeah, it takes two people to make a relationship successful. But when you have like this unique child-parent dynamic, definitely responsibility falls on the parent's shoulders to instigate and to be the leader in what this relationship should be. And he hasn't really done that. So I think him seeing the lengths you went to surprise him and to be there for him can only light that fire for him to want to be there for you.
For sure.
I think so.
Well, that's great news. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Congrats.
That's amazing.
The Burt Show.